Ravens is going to be preparing for an inexperienced quarterback, no matter who it is, who Buffalo puts out there. They're not going to have much film on them. Is the quarterback at an advantage in that situation? Were you at an advantage last year as a rookie when teams didn't have much film on you?
I don't know. You look at the offense as a whole. So not so much at one particular person, one quarterback. You look at the offense as a whole, and I'm sure they'll do some similar things that they've done all year. But to say just because they don't have a tape on a certain player in this offense, I wouldn't say it's a huge advantage.
Brian, is there any one part that you had the week off to kind of evaluate, one part of the passing game you want to see get better as you guys get ready to go through these last 11 games?
Well, there's a lot of areas that we like to see get better. You know, on third down, I think we've done a pretty good job so far. We'd like to see that continue at the pace it's at right now, hopefully increase it a little bit. Down in the red zone, we've had some success. We took a step back against Baltimore, and we need to get that back on track. So you know, we'd like to hit a few more down-the-field shots that we've been really close at a few times. And, you know, I feel like if we hit a couple of those, we're right where we want to be.
Is Mario Williams playing another level this year?
I think he's doing a really good job. He's being a threat. He's moving around. They have him moving around all positions on the defensive front. So you can't just key in on one side of the line or one spot defensive end for him. You know, they'll put him right over the center, bring him in an A-gap, do a lot of different things with him. So he's definitely a force to be reckoned with, and we're going to have to handle that.
Is that on you to identify that, or is that Mike who knows that?
A little bit of both. You know, mostly on Mike, but there's certain situations when, you know, we'll have to identify him.
Brian, after the 5 days off, what was it like trying to get the timing back practice?
Yeah. I think you know, once we got a couple periods under our belt on Monday, you know, it was just like you know, we never stopped practicing. Obviously, you know, just that first 30 minutes, I would say, on Monday, it's just kind of getting back into the groove of it. But once that passed, then I feel like we're right back on track.
Brian, you're the last team in the conference to play a game within your division. How important do you have all six left to go? How important do you view these games at the game starting on Sunday?
They're huge. You know, obviously, division games are the ones that you look forward to, the ones that you want to win the most. You know, you play each team twice, and in order to win your division, the best way to do it is win the games in your division. So there are games we look forward to, and we have them all right in front of us. So I think that's an advantage for us.
Brian, do you feel like you need more input with Mike now that you've been in the offense a little bit? Maybe you see something or like something, you can go to him and maybe feel more confident to tell him, hey, I think this will work?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we meet every Friday afternoon after we've had a full week of practice and go over the game plan, things I like, things I don't like. Maybe a little adjustment here, adjustment there. So it really helps us get on the same page and kind of understand. I can understand where he's going to call things, what he likes out of the play, and he can understand what I like and what I'm not really feeling.
Everybody's made obviously about the sacks, and the pass protection has been a hot topic for a couple of weeks. But how much will a good running game, a consistent running game throughout, help the whole process?
That's huge. You know, obviously, not only gaining yards, putting us in third and manageable, but opens up play action and those types of things for us as well. So it's something we're really going to focus on heading into the second half of the season and continue grinding. You know, we understand that there's going to be some games that it's tough to run the ball, but we just have to keep doing it. You know, eventually we're going to break one and gain some good yards.
What did you get out of the bye? Did you go back and watch the first five games again? I mean, what exactly did you do to get better?
I didn't watch them as games. You know, we watched them as cut-ups. Kind of looked at our tendencies, looked at the things that we didn't do well, some things that we did do well, and just tried to evaluate it from a whole as opposed to, you know, each game individually.
What did you learn about yourself that you feel like, I'm ready, I got this to
improve? Sorry.
I think it's not funny. You personally, what did you learn from the last couple of days that you can take
forward? I think one of the things I hit on earlier is just deep balls. You know, we had some opportunities there, and we're really close. We just need to connect on those. You know, I feel like I said, I think we're doing a decent job on third down, decent job in the red zone. We can't let that slack off. We have to continue that. But I think if we hit those deep balls, it'll really open up a whole other part of our offense for us.
Can you kind of use the bye as like a reset button to, you know, obviously take forward what you've done well and kind of flush out what hasn't been done well?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think we don't flush out what you did well, but learn from it. You know, go back, take a look at it. Why didn't it go well? Ask questions why. You know, we've had I don't remember how many sacks, 20 whatever sacks, you know, why do we have 24 sacks? Thanks, Omar. You know, we broke it down individually and why each one happened. And now it's just a matter of fixing those things.
A couple of those on you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Right, besides Mario Williams, what else on the Buffalo's defense, Buffalo Bills defense, catches your attention?
They show a lot of looks. You know, they'll use dime personnel a lot on third down, and they show a lot of different looks at you. So it makes it tough to identify. They want to get pressure on the QB, and it's something that we're going to have to handle.
Kiko Alonso had a big game against the Ravens, two interceptions. How disruptive is he in that group?
He's a good player. He flies around all over the field. He made some big plays down the goal line against Cleveland also. You know, he's I don't know how many total interceptions he has, but you can see he has good ball skills. When the ball's in the air, he's not afraid to go get it and feels very comfortable catching the ball. So he's definitely a guy that we'll have to account for.
One or two
Brian,
more.
Brian, after you lose two in a row, obviously, and then you have the week off, does it put more urgency on this first game back besides all the other things? It's an AFC East, and all the other things, that this is really a big game at home?
Well, it's definitely a big game. I don't think, you know, having the bye makes it a bigger game than it is. I think the bye was great for us. We kind of, like I said, learn from the things we didn't do well, kind of flush that out, and just get ready for this game. You know, we look at it as the first game of the second half of our season.
Ryan, we know quarterbacks have different styles. Are you more of a guy to pat your teammates on the back or yell at them to get the results that you need?
Most of the time, pat on the back. There's definitely times when I'm unhappy and may get on a guy.
And that just works best for you because of your personality, or you find that with this particular team it's better to pat them on the back, or why?
I think it's a little of both. You know, you have to understand your guys, understand how guys react to being coached, to being talked to. Each guy is different. Each guy has a different personality. And it goes to my personality as well. You know, leadership is different for everyone. Everyone can have a different style of leadership, but you have to do what fits you.